Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hello, I'm Brad Adams, CEO of the Tortoise Closed-End Funds. Thank you for joining us for our next in a series of Quick Take Podcasts focused on the closed-end fund space. In this podcast, we're going to discuss how tax reform could impact the midstream energy space and our midstream energy closed-end funds. Tax reform appears to be a top priority for some of the administration, and the area where most administration officials seem to agree is in a lower corporate tax rate. So let's consider the implications across the energy sector if corporate rates do decline. Exploration and production companies have large amounts of depreciation to offset taxable income. Their effective tax rate is low, so everything else being equal, the impact of lower rates on their value would likely be marginal. Refiners generally have little depreciation to offset taxable income and consequently pay near the full corporate rate. They stand to benefit in value by the capitalized amount of the difference between the two rates. MLPs do not pay taxes at the corporate level, so a change in the corporate tax rate would have no impact. C-Corp pipelines vary in level of depreciable assets, so effective tax rates paid varies. To the extent a C-Corp pipeline pays a lower amount in taxes due to tax reform, the company benefits in value by the capitalized amount of tax savings. In the midstream sector, we would not be surprised if MLPs sell off modestly in the short run following the introduction of tax reform as investors buy C-Corp pipelines that have more relative value in a lower corporate tax environment. Yet over the long run, the value of MLPs should not change in our view. Now let's shift to consider the impact of closed-end funds that are structured as C-Corps and own MLPs. Closed-end funds structured as C-Corps with deferred tax liabilities would see a lower DTL value and a lower corporate tax environment. The amount of the DTL is reduced by the percentage change in the tax rate. For example, in TYG, assuming a scenario of a 25% corporate tax versus the current 35%, the tax rate is reduced by approximately 29%. The amount of the DTL is also reduced by approximately 29%. Continuing with our example, if the amount of the DTL is $9 per share at a 35% tax rate, the amount at a 25% tax rate is approximately $6.43, calculated by taking the 25% new tax rate divided by the 35% old tax rate times $9. Everything else being equal, this results in a reduced liability and therefore higher NAV by $2.57 per share, which is the new DTL per share of $6.43 compared to the old DTL per share of $9. Closed-end funds structured as regulated investment companies, or RICs, don't have deferred tax liability, so they're not affected in the same manner as C-Corp funds. Of course, this is a hypothetical example to illustrate the impact of DTL to NAV, and we are not making a representation of potential tax rate changes until we get further direction from the administration, which the market eagerly awaits. That concludes our discussion. We hope this has been helpful, and we look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseinvest.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.